Today, we're going to talk about a very interesting topic. The title of this podcast session is Saboteurs and Champions. And so Sri Shyamji is going to explain to us what each of those mean, what the implications are when there's a saboteur or a champion, and how we can work with those in practical ways as they show up on our charts. So this is also a prelude session for a very interesting workshop that will take place in a month, April 20th and 21st. And Vera is actually with us today. She's the director of the Chakra Institute. She's going to go into more detail about that workshop towards the end of the session. So to begin, Sri Shyamji, can you please explain to us, in the context of microchakra psychology, what a saboteur is and what a champion is?
Good, I'd be glad to. Saboteurs, as the word indicates, they are experts in sabotaging. And how do we develop those saboteurs? They are made up of the blocked micro chakras that were not allowed to receive the light from your own subtle body, where there are seven major chakras. Their shining light is coming upon us. But if we don't open the windows, if we don't open the pathways, the light doesn't come in. So 50% of the charts that I have made in the last 68 years now, maybe, 50% of the micro chakras in the right channel that develops in the first 3 years of life of a girl and 3.5 in the life of a boy, they become open. 50% remain blocked because we just don't do the right things or we do wrong things. Okay. But good news is that the rest of our lives, we have 90 years or 95 years, depending on how long you live, we make openings in our left channel. Energy descends in the right channel and ascends in the left channel. In the ascension process, whatever efforts you have made will open your blocked micro chakras because they're fresh. And it's up to you what you choose to do, which will determine, are you going to create more blockages in the left channel or you are going to make openings? Wise decisions will create champions, unwise blocks.
So just to summarize, making sure I'm following this, the saboteurs are formed from blockages on the right side of the microchakra chart. The champions are formed from the openings from the left side of the microchakra chart. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so maybe it's helpful if you explain, you know, what a saboteur formation could be as an example and what a champion formation could be as an example.
Okay. If the atmosphere in which the baby is being born is noisy, mechanical, somehow the baby has not heard those kinds of sounds before, and their fifth micro chakra of the sixth can become blocked. Just as the third micro chakra of the sixth will get blocked when the sharp light falls on the eyes of the baby who has never seen light before. Because the circumstances are such that the doctors, nurses, they need the light to see what they're doing. Baby has never seen that light. So the first exposure to these dramatically overloaded stimuli, they create the block. Because the subtle body of the baby is very subtle. Mm. And it needs to be treated that way. Then, okay. We are talking about the fifth micro chakra block because of the noises. Then, for example, if the fifth micro chakra in the fourth chakra becomes blocked because the baby, for whatever reasons, was not allowed to have 40 weeks of breastfeeding. Minimum, 40 weeks. You can breastfeed for 3 years if you choose to, and if the baby wants it. So that is blocked. if in the first 3 years, the food that you are feeding the children, this Gerber stuff, that will block the fifth microchakra of the first. Now, these three blockages can join and make a triangle. That's a heavy-duty saboteur.
Mm. And so somebody who has a triangle like that as a saboteur, what would they possibly encounter in their adult life now?
Bad food habits, fast foods, fifth of the fourth. They will have insensitivity to sound.
Mm.
And if they will develop a taste for music, it will have to be very loud and pounding sounds. The subtle sound will escape them in this life. Mantras will not do much for them. And what else? The fifth of the sixth. That was talking about the noise, right? The fifth of the fourth, for example. And if they will open in the left channel, they may become a singer because they have a calling. But the quality of singing will not be as smooth and gentle and caring. It will be rough music, mm-hmm. rough voice, mm-hmm. because the fifth of the fourth in the right channel is blocked.
Okay. And the good news is, even if you have a saboteur formation like that, like we all do in different ways, with purifications, with good living habits, getting the apana down, which we talk about in other podcasts, those saboteur formations can be decimated and actually disappear. And you can actually feel the relief and changes from all of that. So going over to the champion side, can you give us an example of a champion formation?
Oh, sure. For example, if you have sixth microchakra of the first open, you are attracted to healthier foods. You take responsibility for your body and you want to exercise that is suitable for your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, sometimes what happens is that we idealize somebody, like, for example, people who are bodybuilders. They overdo it. So what happens is that when they are younger, they are energetic. They can develop muscles that are bulging muscles, which will turn into flab as they get older. Yeah, because when you stop doing those exercises, those muscles will become fat.
Right.
You know? So the whole idea is to discover a balance, not overdoing it and not underdoing it. That requires the balance in the mind.
Mm.
Now, when you are born in a hospital, that balance is just very difficult to maintain because the three parts of your brain, they get exposed to such unnatural environment, unnatural exposure. Your senses are being overloaded by all kinds of noises, all kinds of sounds. And babies need nothing other than finding a midwife or some compassionate woman who has given birth to help the woman squat and receive the baby. Squat, not pull the baby. Pulling the baby will cause the blockages in the sixth chakra part of the brain. Is there any animal on this planet that gives birth and that people are pulling the baby out of the mother's body? I don't know why women allow it, but it is brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know. Whatever the doctor says, whatever the wise people say, they buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a price to pay for it. I mean, it takes two people to make a baby, but it takes a village to raise one. That's why there is so much of loneliness and so much of anger and so much of desire to kill. That's why we have so many guns. We have more guns than people in this country. Did you know that? I don't have a gun, but somebody must have two. And I know dozens of people who don't have a gun. Some people must have dozens. We are a violent race, at least here in the United States. When I came here, I was impressed in my political science courses, the Constitution of America. I fell in love with it. But after I got here, the reality was a little bit changing day by day, day by day, day by day. And I have concluded that this has to do with being controlled by the society while we are being brainwashed that you have freedom. Yeah, you have the freedom to be controlled either by the door number one or the door number two.
So how would this tie into a champion formation?
No. When you consciously make good decisions for yourself so that you can love yourself, that's the primary factor. If you don't love yourself and you expect others to love you, you will be not loved or you won't feel it. Even if they say, I love you, you won't feel it. You won't believe it because you don't really know what it is. You've heard the word, but you have not had the experience.
What type of champion would indicate that?
Fourth micro chakra blockages. Fourth chakra itself deals with feelings. Hands are the feelers. That's why they are considered the organ of action of the heart chakra. If you read micro chakra book, everything is very clear in it. When that touch and skin relationship is pure and it's with affection and care and giving, and you have received it as a baby, now you know how to give it. Otherwise, hormone-ridden touches will happen. But that's as long as the passion lasts. And passion doesn't stay forever.
So the more fourth micro chakras that come together in a formation, the stronger that self-love is.
Self-love is, and that's what makes a champion.
Got it.
Like the fourth of the first is open, you like your body. Fourth of the second is open, you love your mate. And the fourth of the third is open, you love people at work and in play and in your social circle. Now that's a triangle. Now that triangle is a champion. And champions make your life enjoyable.
And then that champion could eventually be a septagon, all seven microchakras.
Every triangle can become a square. A square can become a pentagon, a hexagon, a septagon. The whole idea is to make seven septagons, seven champions in your left channel. So all your three parts of the brain, the neurons are firing at one another. There's fireworks over there. It's enlightenment called.
Beautiful. So that's the story on the left. And then the story on the right is to get rid of all of the saboteur formations.
That's correct. And the saboteurs can only be dealt with when you start to do some purifications. Because when the blockages exist, they stagnate. They stagnate the movement. And the movement depends on the air. And there are five types of airs we use in our body. And for example, the air that expels the waste material out of the body through perspiration, through urination, defecation, ejaculation, all that is air called apana. Now, when that is not in a pure state, it's going to affect the other pranas that are pure in nature, but they get influenced by this apana prana. And in the purification, we try to bring it as down as possible. And this is one thing, once you do one purification, you know the difference.
I was just looking at my chart, and my first purification, February 2011, my prana was in the fourth chakra. During that purification, it came down to the first chakra. And all these years just working with the inner tuning practices, it has stayed between the first, second, and a little bit into the third as I look at the markings on the chart. And I know how that feels when it's in different places, and how the champions are louder the lower it is, and the saboteurs are louder the higher it is. And it's just sort of this interplay that becomes really interesting, because everything that happens in life, you can look at through different lenses. And this work is really helping me to look at everything through the lens of a champion. And that's a liberating feeling, because everything has an opportunity and gift in it versus some sort of dramatic sabotaging situation or story that you're creating yourself by tacking on all these other points to the diagram. So
that's why you are a happy man. Self-made happy man. You see? Then you see, just follow one proverb. You are creating your own universe. You live in your universe. And then you relate to the external universe with the universe that you have created. Consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, karmically, geographically, whatever situation may have been. Imagine standing in a valley and you make a sound. Whatever sound you will make will echo back. You make a beautiful musical note, that's what you hear back. You make a loud, angry sound, that's what will come back. That's why it is said, when you are going to hurt somebody else, you first are hurting yourself. And you alone can stop it, because nobody else can stop it for you. You may believe in the messiahs, you may believe in the higher forces, you can knock at their doors if you can find a door in the first place. And then, even if you think you found a door, how do you know there is somebody there who's going to open it? You want to play Russian roulette with life? No. No, that's too precious. You've got to take charge. It's your life. You have three parts of the brain, and they all have to work harmoniously. And that will make you a happy person.
Thank you so much, Sri Shyamji. This has been really beneficial. And I just want to ask Vera if you could explain the upcoming workshop a little bit more, so that people who are listening can go into more depth in these topics.
Yes, I can do that. So on April 20 and 21st, we have this weekend workshop on saboteurs and champions. There will be two classes on each day, 3 hours total per day of teachings with Shyamji. It's actually interesting for anybody who would like to join, but it's especially interesting for those that have a chart already and they can take their chart, have it next to them, and there will be time for question and answers and taking examples from the people that are participating. For those that are listening to this podcast and are really interested in having a chart made, that's also possible. So on our website, chakrainstitute.com, upcoming events, there you can also book for private consultations, or you can write to me to admin@chakrainstitute.com. And if people want to learn more about microchakra psychology and Sri Shyamji's work and inner tuning techniques, we have very interesting podcasts on Listen Notes, YouTube, Spotify, right, Richard?
Yes, I think they're on most platforms for podcast, and the name of the podcast is Inner Tuning, InnerTuning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that workshop sounds really incredible, and it seems like an opportunity not to be missed, because I think it's the first time that it's been offered in this format. So it's going to be very special.
I'll make sure that I will bring a blank chart to show you how these 84 micro chakras are charted and how I feel the micro chakras and decipher the stage of the openings or blockages. There are a lot of things I tell people the first time they don't believe I could have known, but micro chakras tell me more about you than you will tell me.
It is actually like a balance of your karmic credit card, isn't it? Can you say something about that? No?
Well, you said it yourself. It's a balance. That is what needs to be achieved. It's the balance that makes you happy. When you get one-sided, lopsided, then the road is rocky, you know. And we pave the road ourselves. Even though it seems like, you know, it's the environment that has done it. But at some level, we have participated in it. And we can use our champions to guide us until a time comes when you can discover that you have an inner guide in yourself. And that is the job of a teacher, to introduce you to your own inner guru. I hope you awaken him or her.